When is it going to hit you that, hey, I'm in the NFL?
I think it already did. After the phone call happened and seeing my family react and how excited they were, and then being able to come here and see the facility and to see my last name on a Broncos jersey, it kind of hit me, and it was very real, and it hit me really hard, and it's a true honor, and I'm thankful to the Bolden family and Coach Mr. Elway for giving me this opportunity.
Curlin. Good, how you doing? Congratulations.
What's it like? You're surrounded by your friends and your family. Pick up the phone and John Elway's on the other end.
Man, honestly, I felt my phone go off, and then I looked at it and I saw the Denver, Colorado on there, and I said, wow, this is really about to happen. And then Coach Elway's, John Elway, we were going to turn your name in, and hearing that was a true blessing.
Everybody went crazy?
Everybody. Once I said it would be an honor to be a Bronco, my whole family just lit up.
What do you think you're going to bring to the Broncos?
So I'm a guy who believes that you got to, in order to be, the best version of yourself, you got to, master both sides of it. There's on the field and there's off the field. And I think your off the field ultimately helps you become the best you can be on the field. I think it's something that Mr. Elway saw and the entire coaching staff saw and the organization saw, that I'm a guy who's not only going to come in and make himself a better football player, but he's going to make himself a better young man so that he can be the best he can be for this organization. But on the field, I feel like I'm gonna be a dominant guy who's willing to learn. I understand I don't know everything yet, and I have two guys who I can learn from who play this position at a very, very high level, in Demaryius and Eman. And to be able to learn from them is honestly a true honor within itself, to be able to learn from guys who play the position at a very, very high level. But I'm coming in and I'm ready to work. I'm ready to learn so that when my opportunity does happen, no matter when it is, I'm ready to step on the field and perform at a very, very high level.
Because you're pretty new to the wide receiver spot, right? You were exactly. Safety in high school?
I was safety in high school, and I was safety basically my first beginning parts of my college career, and then I got switched over to wide receiver by Coach June Jones. And once that happened, this guy, it just took off from there, and I was able to excel at the position at a very high level.
Hangs up a deep ball into the end zone, and it is caught by Sutton.
You played basketball as a freshman too, but I picked up on some of your stats. Only 3 points and 2 rebounds. Come on, man. What do you do?
So, look, my job, I was always taught, everybody has a job they're supposed to do. And my job was to help them in practice. And if I was able to get into a game, I was going to get into a game. But my real job is to be a football player. And so whenever they asked me to come over there and help out with practice, be a body for them, I went over there to help them in practice. I studied the scouting report so that when guys got in the game, I let them know, hey, look, he's a shooter. Make sure you got to close out on him. Make sure you go over the top of that screen. Small stuff like that. I wasn't a guy who contributed on the court, but I was a guy who, on the bench, I was doing things that people didn't even recognize.
A good teammate. You grew up on a farm in Texas, right? What was that like?
So our family had a farm that we would go to and work on every weekend. If I didn't have a camp or some type of thing with a sport, I was out there with my dad, my grandpa, and some of my cousins, and we were just out there working. So I got taught the importance of hard work and earning everything you want in life. And so we'd go out there, we'd fix fence, move cattle, put out hay, cut down trees, bushes, anything you could think of, just dig holes. Things, just crazy things that you would think about, things people doing on a farm, the things pretty much I did. So it taught me a lot.
And last one for me here. I know that you like to fish. So coming to Colorado, you got to find some spots now, right?
Oh, trust me. I'm definitely going to find some spots to fish up here.
Awesome. All right. Well, Courtland, welcome to Broncos country, man.
Thank you so much.